Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. I really thank you for taking time out your busy schedule. You know what we do here at Good Deeds. Our whole mission, our whole purpose is to share other people's their dreams, their vision, their passion, of course, their purpose in life. Because, you know, like I always say, if you're in your purpose, guess what? You allow others to be in their purpose, especially me, and I like being in my purpose. You know what? I am Dr. Renee Sunday. I am the platform builder, and you know what I do. I just love helping people. We do that through the radio, television, through teleconferences, through webinars, through live events, through productions. We added that and through red carpet. But we just do that to help other people because you got to have exposure to increase your brand, to increase the things that you're doing, to increase, you know, clients, because we got to make sure we actually, if you do what's right, guess what? The money will chase you down. But I have to say this because, let me, you know, I'm transparent. I really appreciate my team. I actually got my eyes dilated today. And, you know, as you get to that magic, I'm not at that magic number, so don't get it twisted. But when you get older, you have to do certain things. And they told me to just sit down and we'll take care of it. So I really appreciate the team here at the Platform Builder, the Renee Sunday Enterprises. I love them, love them, love them. And I have to give them their kudos because they make me look like $1 million, $1 billion, they actually just said. But I thank them, thank you, thank you. And that's what I'm trying to tell you. You got to have teamwork. You can't do this by yourself. You have to have people to support you. You have to have people to promote you. You have to have people to believe in your vision. And they will, because you are uniquely made. If you do your lane, like they say, if you do your purpose in life, guess what? We won't have to worry about somebody doing the same thing or that you're doing, because you're going to bring to the table the uniqueness in life. But we want to not delay, because you know I can go in on that, because you know I love teamwork. I love helping other people. I love to show people uniqueness in the things that they do in life. We have an awesome, awesome transformational life coach. You know, a lot of times we, you know, let's just be real, we got to transfer the things that we do. We have to make sure we embrace the change. You know, change is a big word. A lot, you know, I've been there. You don't want to change, but you got to change. You have to transform to open the door of new opportunities. You know, that's just one thing. But, of course, to be able to go with the flow, as the young people say, in your relationships, in your business, and everything that you do and say. But we want an awesome, I'm just ready to hear what the transformational life coach, she's an author. I actually had the awesome opportunity to be in on her platform when she had a teleconference. You know, the thing about it, we need to know, when we in our purpose, as I said earlier, guess what? The money will run you down, and I'm a living witness on that, okay? But we don't want to delay anything. We just want, she's an awesome person inside and out. We want to welcome Dr. Ramona Holly Major to Good Deeds. Are you there?
Great. Thank you. Welcome. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be a part of Good Deeds Radio today.
Well, we thank you so much as well. But, you know, we want to dive on in because I just love hearing the awesome information and the great nuggets, you guys, that she shares every time she opens her mouth, okay? But tell us a little bit more about yourself and the awesome things that's going on in your life.
Yes, I am Ramona Holly Major, Dr. Holly Major, a.k.a. the co-pilot. The co-pilot because I am there to assist and provide people with guidance and direction. So it's about people being the pilot of their own life and being in charge and taking charge and making the decisions in terms of, you know, I'm along as the co-pilot for when you need somebody to give you options and help you make decisions, but it's about you driving your own life and your own destiny. And so, you know, I am a results-oriented leader. I've been in senior management where I've coached and mentored both entry and management level staff, you know, to get and realize their dreams. And, you know, I believe in a leadership approach that embodies developing the mind, the body, and spirit. And my leadership programs really focus on for emerging and new leaders are my passion and signature series working with. So I just look to provide guidance to individuals going through transitions in their life and empowering people to discover and achieve their own goals and ultimate success as they move forward. And very much from a technique of being action-oriented and really applied from a systematic framework to enhance their lives. So looking at things in its totality and how things impact each other. Sometimes we make these gut decisions and don't always take the time to really think about the implications in the larger systems of our lives. So getting people to focus in on that. So I'm excited to be here. And
well, Parker. That's awesome.
And also for
Dr. Ramona, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay, we can hear you.
Okay, sorry. And in September, I wrote my first book. I co-authored The Art of Activation: 24 Laws to Win, to Thrive, to Prosper, and to Rise, which really I co-authored about 23 other, and my chapter really focused on embracing life's detours. And by sharing my personal story and experiences, able to show people how they can take what happens to them and how they can take it and use it to maneuver through life's detours and place them back on the right track to their destination.
Oh, wow. That's powerful. I mean, because we have, like you, and I'm glad you said that, we do have gut feelings, but a lot of times people don't have a strategic plan. You got to have a plan before you execute anything, because you're going to lose time and money if you don't actually have a plan to execute anything. Just think about when we went to elementary school, to college, to professional school, or even in the military. They have a strategic plan. They have a handbook that we go by. And, you know, we already have a handbook, the Bible, but we actually need to do what's in it, and we got to do it on a personal level and also in our business. So, I really like that. But you had an awesome topic that you want to talk about today, and we just have a privilege of listening to you today. And I just, I'm a type of person, I love being a learner. I love listening to others. So we want you to just, whatever's from your heart, just express that. And we're just going to chime in. And everybody, please get your pen and paper, because you are in for a treat to hear Dr. Ramona live here on Good Deeds Radio.
Yes, thank you. And I made reference to the Embracing Life Detour, and I really think, it's something that we need to do as we look to move forward in terms of planning. I say life is like a road trip. We've all planned that trip to Disney or that trip to grandma's down in South Carolina or wherever that might be. And, life is kind of the same way, where we aren't going blindly into it. We have ideas of what to expect, and we make efforts to plan and do things. And then, we have in our toolbox, we have tools that help us plan that trip and hopefully plan it with some success in terms of our life experiences. You might have done that trip 5 other times to grandma, so you have an idea of what's needed. You have your directions in hand. Education, we've all taken that geography class, how to read a map, and, taking courses to help us prepare for life, whether it's high school or college or parenting class. And then we all have supplies that we have. The map is your goals and your navigation systems in terms of what you hope to achieve. And, that 5-hour energy is, so that we can stay alert and keep on track. And sometimes there's a friend or two in that toolkit that helps keeps us on track and helps us achieve those goals. But we know along the way it's inevitable that we are going to meet detours no matter how much we plan. And it's really about, there's accidents that happen when you're on your journey, in life. Those are divorce or unplanned pregnancies or injuries, and unexpected weather would be, the layoff. We've been through that over the last few years with the recession and depression and illness, or roadblocks can be poor leadership in your workplace, unsupportive family or friends, or just lack of skills and experience to get where you want. And then lastly, in terms of fatigue, we get tired and weary. Sometimes when you're out on the road, sometimes it's those around us that get tired and weary that we have to be mindful of. But what we have to know is that the goal is not to focus on the detours. You know, the focus on how we can use them stronger to increase our knowledge, to create a testimony to prevent or save others from going through those same experiences. And it's really about using them to the next level, because the main thing is detours are temporary. They're only temporary. It's what you do with them and how you move forward with them. And I did a quick acronym that I want to share with you for when we talk about embrace. The E is for examine. You want to examine where you are, because I always say start where you are. You can't look at anybody else and see where they are and to get where you're going. We each have our own journey that's unique blueprints to ourselves. And then where do you want to be? And then setting yourself at that destination before you even get there. You know where you're going before you even get started. And then we have the M is for mindset. The key is to change it, your attitude, your behaviors. You have to stay positive. Know that it's going to get better in terms of your mindset. You go to the old thing, you know, keep doing what you've been doing. You keep getting what you've been getting. So it's really about changing what you do so that you can begin to see new things and move forward. And then we have the B for breakdown. It's about breaking it down into bite-sized pieces so it's manageable, and so you can see those smaller accomplishments on the journey to that longer-term goal. Sometimes we put the goal, I want to lose 100 pounds. Well, it's going to take you a while to lose 100 pounds, but if you say, I want to lose 10 pounds a month with the end goal of 100 pounds, it's much more manageable and achievable in terms of you beginning to accomplish those little goals along the way. So, and then in doing that, once you've created those bite-sized pieces, using that to create what I call as your life map. And it goes back to what I was saying about the systems approach when you're creating your life map. And you should really be looking at 8 areas in your life when you're making any type of major decisions. And it's yourself, first and foremost, your family, your purpose, because you want to make sure you're being aligned with what your purpose is. Your career, your finances, social, because we want to maintain some type of social life and keep fun in our lives, that's important. Spiritual, whether for you it's prayer or church or meditation or whatever, that spiritual element, how that, and then your health and fitness. Everything you do impacts these threads in the web that we live. So think about those areas when you're making a decision. If it's a new job, how is it going to impact your social life, your finances, your family, yourself? Are you still going to be able to get that 1 hour workout every day in with your new schedule? So think about it from that perspective. And when you're creating this, my plan for the detours, think about things that might come up that you may want to plan for or try to be proactive. And this exercise is not for you to come up with excuses, but it's really to create a tighter plan. So if you're thinking about going back to school, you might think, I'm going to need extra time to study, I'm going to need childcare. So can you find another student that you can exchange childcare for that study time, or you know, help a family member out organizing their home and they provide you childcare, or take some of your vacation time? When I was a returning student and had a young child, I use my vacation time to study for midterms or work on projects. So you just have to see how you can, those other areas can help offset some areas that might be taxed a little harder. And then what you want to go to, the A is for appreciate. You have to appreciate your present situation, because oftentimes we're so focused on the future and what's to come, and we don't appreciate our present situation, and even more important, our past accomplishments. Because sometimes it might be that 10 pounds you lost last month. You need to appreciate that and acknowledge that and reward yourself for that and not be so focused on the 90 pounds that you still have to lose. And it's wherever you are, seek excellence where you are. If you're still in that administrative position and you're looking to move into that supervisor role, be excellent, do good at where you are, and not say, well, when I get there, I'll do that, because you'll never get to that next level unless you're excelling where you are. So, you know, and again, continue to see yourself at the destination where you're going before you even get there, because that's what keeps you in line and that's what keeps you charging forward. And the R is for reinvent yourself. We're talking about getting through a detour, getting to that next level. You have to reinvent yourself. What should you be doing differently? Are you beginning to put your life map in the place? Did you just create something that's a piece of paper sitting on the desk or in a drawer somewhere? Or are you actually putting it in place? Are you dressing the part? You know, if you're looking to move up in the organization into a leadership role, are you dressing the part? Are you following the culture? You know, you want to be yourself and you want to stay true to yourself and be authentic, you know, but are you showing up in clothes that are not appropriate for the workplace? Are they too short, too tight, too much skin? If other leaders are wearing suits, are you wearing a suit? And also, have you found someone to mentor and or invested in a coach to assist you or keep you accountable? So it's important that when you're in this reinventing process that you have someone around you that you can throw ideas off of or provide you some guidance, somebody that's going to be honest with you and not be rude, but somebody that can say, no, you're off track, you didn't do what you said you were going to do, and they hold you accountable so you're able to move forward. And then we have collaborate, for Steve, for collaborate. Who are you spending your time with? How are you spending your time? You know, it's about, you know, you hear it time and again, your circle of influence. Find your circle or your tribe. These are like-minded individuals that are doing what you want to be doing or what you are doing. And, you know, if you're the smartest one in your circle, then you need to find a new circle. You should be benefiting from that circle as much as everyone else in it. And it's opportunities to share, to network, and to support each other. And then lastly is empower. And if you keep all these steps in mind and in practice, you will feel and be empowered to embrace whatever life presents you with and use it to strengthen and grow yourself. You know, transformation comes with sacrifices, and that's really what makes it worth it. Sometimes we think we can do all these things, but we don't want to give up anything to get it, and it's about finding that balance. And, you know, if you go back to school at night to get your MBA, you're giving up something there. It's just a matter of what are you willing to sacrifice and how important that is for you to do that. And only you can make that decision. And then we all have the power to find our way back, back on track, and never should feel the need to surrender. Sometimes it might take longer than we anticipated. And sometimes it's quicker than we thought when we look back and say, I don't know how I ever did it, but I did it. You know, and, you know, when I was going through my process, and I talk about it in my chapter in the book, you know, I was not going to succumb to my detours, and they weren't going to control my destiny, and I had to keep telling myself to remember that they're only temporary in terms of where I was going. So it's important to just learn how to simply live your life to the fullest, you know, while you continue moving forward and thriving through those life transitions that are going to happen along the way until you we never really reach our destination because life itself is a journey, but those are destinations along the way on our journey that we do. So it's really about embracing life that will help us get through those trying times and really be able to use them to strengthen ourselves and really get us to that next place and say, you know, sometimes they say whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger, and sometimes you don't want to hear that when you're going through something, but you don't want to hear, right? So, but oftentimes we get through it.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Dr. Ramona, wow. I mean, I like that embrace that you're talking about because, oh, Lord, I mean, a lot of times we don't consider all the factors when we're making decisions. I mean, especially if you're married and you have kids. Even when you're single, because your family used to you doing X, Y, Z, and you have to adjust. My family, Lord Jesus, and my team, they know, because, you know, when I went to medical school, wow, you know, only thing I did was went to school and study in the gym and church. That's all I did.
I can
so they kind of used to my discipline. they know how I get it. Like I be saying all the time. But what we going to do just real quick, because we want our advertisers, we want our advertisers and sponsors to be happy, and we and I love them that they believe in our vision. We're going to play a couple of those, and we're going to come back, you guys, because Dr. Ramona is going to give us, you know, just closing remarks, and she's going to also give us how we can, of course, purchase her awesome book, and then, too, how we can support her on the social media networks. But, you know, we'll be right back. You know, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. We'll be right back.
This is John Schamberger, founder and CEO of Millionaires in Training Only. We are proud to support and listen to Good Deeds Live every Mondays and Thursday at 5:30 Eastern Standard Time with your host, the platform builder, Dr. Nate Sunday. So remember, wherever your mind can conceive and believe in your purpose, it can achieve. And don't stop. Get it.
Hi, this is international and literary award-winning author LaDonna Marie, and you can find my inspirational books on Amazon, also www.ladonnamariebooks.com, and you're listening to Good Deeds Radio.
You guys, I love it. I love our sponsors, our advertisers, people that believe in the vision of Good Deeds. You know, if you want to know any information about us, you know, our website is www.reneesunday.com. Again, it's www.reneesunday.com. All about me as a motivational speaker, as a platform builder, as the radio and television, I mean the Thriving 365 speaking platform. You know, every month we actually have a teleconference or a webinar. We're trying to do more of the webinars. I'm trying to get people to be more visual because what? We are visual, okay? But we actually have all of that information, of course, on our website, which again is www.reneesunday.com. But we're having an awesome time. I know I ain't wrote down me some notes. I have written down what I need to implement in my life. It's always good to be able to listen to other people, of the golden nuggets, of the awesome information that they are sharing, especially when you hear the passion in their voice, where you actually know this is their testimony, that they have actually been through this. So Dr. Ramona, that's what she really is doing with us today. But what we want her to do is do some final, you know, just nuggets that she wants us to take away with us. And, of course, I want her to give how we can support her on the social media networks and how we can actually purchase her products and services.
Yes, thank you. And so I just want really people to take away in terms of, you know, the acronym EMBRACED and just really realizing that, you know, those detours are part of life and that they are temporary setbacks, and oftentimes they might be even better off when we start. If you think about sometimes you might be on the road on a trip and you get detoured and you go off road and, you know, you're all frustrated and because you planned on getting there at a certain time, but you know, you've already planned your trip to Disney. You're not going to turn around and go back home. You're going to take that detour. As much as you don't want to do it, you don't want to turn back. And so you take that detour, and along the way, you might find a great little boutique store. You might find a great little native restaurant there that you would have missed if you wouldn't have made that detour. And so now you've found something that otherwise you wouldn't. So sometimes you have to look for those little glimmers, those little gold glimmers that might be on that detour in terms of how to be able to see that from a positive light and how you can use that to really grow you and make you stronger. So really using it to strengthen and grow you, looking at it as transformation. You know, I love the analogy when people use the caterpillar and the butterfly and the transformation that it goes to, but isn't it not a miracle and a transformation and something that is so beautiful once it's emerged from the turmoil that happens in that cocoon? It's amazing. So definitely think about, you know, that butterfly that's going to emerge on the other side, that storm is going to eventually side and the sun is going to rise and the day is going to be anew. And in terms of being able to contact me, you can contact me at www.drhollymajor, that's HollieMajor.com. And I am at Twitter at Dr. Holly Major, Instagram at Dr. Holly Major, and you can also get on Facebook at Dr. Ramona Holly Major. And if you're interested, my book, which talks chapter talks about taking life's detours, is also more information on my website as well.
Well, we thank you, Dr. Ramona Holly Major. We thank you so much for taking time out your busy schedule to hang out with us on Good Deeds.
I love it. I listen to your show, and it's just an honor to be a part and to share what I know that I've experienced and what's worked for me, and I know it's something that other people can take and put it in their toolkit and use it as a resource as they encounter some of those things along life's journey.
That's true. That's true. But we thank you so much. And, of course, if you need us here at Good Deeds for anything, please let us know.
Yes, I definitely will. And I thank you and I thank your audience for listening for what I'm sharing with you today.
All right. You guys, you know I love you. Guess what? I actually have a new segment we're going to do right quick. We're going to, our audience of this show that sponsored this show, his name is Smilodon Live. I mean, you can actually check him out. He's actually on our website, which is sgmdsummit.org. Again, that is sgmdsummit.org. That you can get to it from our website as well, reneesunday.com. But I love it. He just sounds so good. He actually will be on our live event that actually is in Atlanta, GA, where we actually showcasing other people that have the awesome, you know, gift of singing, the awesome gift of dancing, the awesome gift of just actually poetry. We actually going to have an awesome, awesome time. Now, don't forget now, go to the website and find out about it. It's a free event. It's open to the public, and actually we have several media partners that will be involved in that. But I want you to listen to a little bit of his song as we go out, and the event is coming up. It's in March. Coming up next weekend, okay? But you know how to get in contact with me if you need to have some more information about that. But we want Smilodon to take us out. And you know this is Good Deeds. And I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. See you next time. Bye-bye.
I'm giving my life to you now.
When mountains seem impassable, I touch my knees to the floor. Before I stand back to my feet, I had the strength to push forward. I can't express how much I'm grateful to be favored by him, to shine a light on those who feel me until their money's well spent. And not no spark, I'm talking more like soaked in gas and then lit. So bright that Lucifer wouldn't look like he had dirt on his chin. We run the shopping malls, but run from many buildings where steeples our freedoms are being stripped and immediately lobotomizes the people. I'm slinging oil for friends who may end up in that lake burning. Your judgment doesn't concern me, it's just human discernment. I know I'm blessed, and if necessary, I give you my pants and my shirt. I pray my message is embraced and helps extend someone's church. Trying to save as many as possible before we're dropped in the dirt. Through my experience and wisdom from basic instructions before leaving the earth, encouraging folk how to heal and eventually never get hurt. God has mysterious ways. Stop playing roadblock and delay. Let them work.
I'm giving my life to you now. I'm letting go.
Because of that love, we don't have enough to stand on the tips of our toes. Before our blessing can manifest, we ask God, please send us folks. And I know I say I lie. In truth, all my strength comes from him. I'm charged to bless those in sinking boats and close to abandoning ship. I pray you hear that God loves you and you gain some hope from my craft. Even though your family's grasping the bowl and you're wet, pushing your wrath. This parent firmly believes in unlocking his children's genius. They shouldn't beef over turf and drugs. They should disagree on a thesis. But with every negative they embrace, their chances of freedom decrease. The least you can do, pay attention while them babies is reading. I try to stimulate my seeds with things that inspire and feed them. Share with my kids the lessons I got when me and their mom took a legion. Keep a prayer for life of faith and your blessings will come in due season. You just at the base of the mountain, look at the peak and reach and stop peeking.
I'm giving my life to you now. I'm letting go of everything.
They call you dumb if you smart. They call you the man if you sell drugs. They call you a lame if you aren't. Never mind that. Keep saying impressed wood with intelligent thought. Similar to Noah when it was high tide and he was riding in his ark. He said it was coming, they said he was crazy and they kept laughing at him. So water washed away their grins and corpses floated by a ship. I try to give my people prophecy every time I be sinned. Then again, I feel like I'm building a boat with every stroke of this pen. So the situation I'm faced with, embrace a cage of my demons. Instead of unleashing them on my people, instrumentals, I feed them. And they'll try to stop me with that stance, but I'ma continue my thesis. Lay down rhymes so righteous it might just give me a seat next to Jesus. The number of people in attendance never faze me a bit, cause God will place me in front of the souls in which this message is meant.
I'm giving my life to you now. I'm letting go of everything I've ever known. Let go.